Electricity Minister Juan Cienzo Ramakgopa briefed the media on Monday. The minister expressed concern about unequal access to electricity and laid out plans to address this.
I'm saying now, as I stand before you, there's a situation of energy poverty in the country. By energy poverty, I mean the following, in very simple terms. There's a generation, so the electricity is there on the generation side. The Eskom power stations are giving you the kind of megawatts that are required for you to meet the demand. But people can afford the cost of electricity, and as a result of that, there will be days in a month that they don't have electricity. So we can see that the tariffs are increasing and increasing exponentially, and therefore people can afford this electricity. So there's technology that has been proven and tested, so we can do the behind-the-meter intervention, make sure that the people get electricity using, if you like, our natural endowment, and in this instance, in the sun. The rich are able to buy solar panels, inverters, batteries, and they are able to harvest the sun to meet their energy requirements. The poor can't do that. While the sun is out, a source of energy, they are protesting to say we want electricity because they can't harvest that energy because they are not sitting with unencumbered cash. They can't go to the bank because they don't have the right credit profile for them to borrow money from the bank to roll out solar so that they can have cheaper and cleaner electricity. The poor are excluded. We're going to move from the conventional approach of how we think of connectivity and electrification, because hitherto, what we think of electrification, we want the wires to connect to the households, when in fact we know that there's a trusted technology, a proven technology that we can use. You don't necessarily always have to be connected to the grid. When the grid comes, it will come at its right time. And once you get these small businesses into a place, they are getting cleaner and cheaper energy. What you are seeing is that they'll employ more and more people. Townships are going to become hives of economic activity, and therefore they are going to contribute towards economic growth and ensure that we achieve conditions of energy security. We don't just put our eggs in one basket, that is Eskom, but there's a multiplicity of players, and the ERA, the Electricity Regulation Act, does make that possible from a legislation point of view. So the Ministry of Energy is now going to move into that space and ensure that we broaden the flow of energy generation. We are able to move with speed. Look, the rate at which the municipal electricity tariff, the Eskom tariffs, are increasing is unsustainable. It's an untenable situation. We are seeing it even in the developed countries, the Western democratic countries. They are experiencing these challenges. There's been a wave of elections there that people decide to go right or left is, amongst others, a function of the pricing structure of electricity. The poor are left out. And you are getting to a situation where the lower middle class, your public servants, also cannot afford the cost of electricity in this country. So as we speak now, is an affordability question. Over a period of time, we don't address it, is a national security problem.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.